It's a big political week in Virginia. The General Assembly's legislative session kicked off on Wednesday. New Republican Governor Glenn Youngkin will be sworn in on Saturday. Meanwhile, local leaders in majority blue Northern Virginia are grappling with what might come from the divided government in Richmond. WAMU's Margaret Barthel has been hearing from elected officials in our region, and she joins us now to talk about what she's heard. Hi, Margaret.
Hi, Esther.
So let's start with the big question on the table. What are Northern Virginia localities hoping for in this session?
In a word, funding. They want the state to restore funding it had taken away from transportation and local law enforcement. They want funding for mental health programs for people in crisis. In Alexandria, the big ask is for help with flood mitigation and a new sewer system. And this is a big one. Localities want the state to increase its education spending and to reconsider its current education spending formula, which basically asks the wealthier counties to pay more per pupil. Northern Virginia leaders feel that formula should take into account things like the cost of living and the need to have more competitive salaries for educators here in the DC region. They say the way things are calculated now obscures the students in poverty that they are serving. I spoke to Jeff McKay, the chairman of the Fairfax County Board of Supervisors.
The state rating, literally rating, of local government budgets that's taken place over the past couple decades has finally reached a breaking point.
And so he wants to see the General Assembly fix that, perhaps using the surplus money in the budget from the federal pandemic relief that the state's gotten.
Given the power shift in Richmond, a new Republican governor and a new Republican majority in the House of Delegates, are local leaders here in Northern Virginia thinking differently about the session this year?
Yeah, there's definitely some reevaluating going on. One big question here is how Governor-elect Glenn Youngkin will approach working or not working with Democrats in Richmond once he takes office this weekend. For a lot of people, he came off as fairly moderate on the campaign trail, but lately he's made a few moves that have struck some Democrats as a bit less so. For example, his nomination last week of Trump's former EPA Secretary Andrew Wheeler to a cabinet post. Here's one reaction from State Senator Scott Sorovelle, a Democrat who represents parts of Fairfax, Prince William, and Stafford counties.
I think that signals that environmental protection and all the laws that we passed over the last 2 years are not a big priority to the governor. And in fact, he's probably actively hostile to them.
So Sorovelle says rolling back progress on climate change and environmental issues are big concerns he's hearing from his constituents.
We are in the midst of another pandemic surge, and earlier this week, outgoing Governor Ralph Northam put a limited state of emergency in place to try to help hospitals that are struggling with their highest number of hospitalizations to date. What does Northern Virginia need from Richmond in this new phase of the coronavirus pandemic, and what are they expecting?
Yeah, on this topic, Jeff McKay says Fairfax County will continue to ask for a strong state role in setting up additional testing sites and helping localities to source testing for the coronavirus. He also says he wants to see the new governor and the legislature continue to give some control to localities in directing their own pandemic response. He thinks that's especially critical for Northern Virginia since the ebb and flow of the pandemic up here is really more connected to what's going on in D.C. and Maryland than what's going on further south in the rest of Virginia. And that issue of local control is especially notable now since Youngkin doesn't seem to agree with some of the tools localities here have brought to bear on the situation, like vaccine mandates or masking in schools.
All right. That's WAMU's Northern Virginia reporter Margaret Barthel. Margaret, thank you so much for being here.
Thanks so much, Esther. My pleasure.